Welcome to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration, so we as a collective can live consciously and creatively in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Francesca, mentor, facilitator, and Mari practitioner. In our last episode, or I think it was maybe two episodes ago, we talked about workplace challenges and how creativity can help you navigate those difficulties. Well, today, we're taking it one step further, and we're going to talk about how to rebuild confidence after workplace struggles. Maybe you've left a toxic job, or perhaps you're still in that environment trying to regain your sense of self. The impact of workplace challenges can linger, affecting our confidence, our creativity, and even our belief in ourselves. But here's the good news. You can heal, rebuild, and step into an even more empowered version of yourself. And creativity is one of the most powerful tools to help you do just that. So let's dive in and talk about the emotional impact of workplace challenges. When you experience conflict at work, whether it's bullying or exclusion, the emotional toll can be significant, and you might feel self-doubt, questioning your abilities or your worth. You might feel fear, worried about how others perceive you or if you'll experience the same issues in the future. You might feel loss of motivation, feeling disconnected from your work or your passions. Or you might feel emotional exhaustion, carrying the stress long after you leave the office. Now, the first step to rebuilding confidence is acknowledging these feelings without judgment. You're not alone, and this experience does not define you. So, how do you move forward after such an experience? Well, let's talk about some creative strategies that you can use to rebuild confidence. And let's break them down, just a few of them. And we'll start with number one, rewrite your narrative. One of the biggest challenges after workplace struggles is breaking free from that negative self-talk. You know, all that mind chatter. A powerful way to do this is through storytelling. So give this exercise a try. Write down your experience as a story, but instead of focusing on what went wrong, shift the perspective. Imagine you're the hero in this story, someone who faced adversity but emerged stronger. What lessons did you learn? How did this experience shape you for the better? By reframing the narrative, you reclaim power over your own story. Number two, use color for emotional healing. It's very therapeutic. As a Mari practitioner, I've seen firsthand how creative expression using color can help people process emotions and reconnect with their inner strength. So try this creative exercise. Choose a color that represents how you feel right now. Maybe gray for uncertainty or red for frustration. Then choose a color that represents how you want to feel. Perhaps it's gold for confidence, or that expression, go for gold, or blue for peace. Using paint, markers, or even digital art transitions you from your current state to where you want to be. And this practice helps your mind visualize transformation, making it easier to embody confidence in real life. Number three, creative visualization of self-belief. Your mind is powerful. If you constantly replay past workplace conflicts, your body will keep responding as if you're still in that situation. So let's flip the script with this guided visualization. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Imagine yourself 6 months from now, feeling confident, grounded, and respected. See yourself walking into a new job or your current workplace with self-assurance. Feel that energy of ease. Feel the success and creativity. Feel it all radiating from you. The more you practice visualizing your empowered future self, the more your subconscious will align with that version of you. And number four, embrace creative play to rediscover joy. When confidence takes a hit, we often forget what brings us joy. And one of the fastest ways to rebuild self-esteem is through play and creativity. So here's an exercise that you can try. Engage in an activity without any expectation of perfection, like singing or pottery or doodle journaling. Focus on the process, not the outcome. Let yourself be playful and curious with no pressure, just expression. Creativity reminds you that you're more than your work, your title, or your past experiences. You are a whole being. You are a vibrant person with unlimited potential. So in moving forward with confidence and rebuilding confidence after workplace challenges, now that we know it's a journey, it is one that you don't have to walk alone. Creativity can be your guide, helping you to process, to heal, and step into a stronger, wiser, more authentic version of yourself. So here's what I want you to remember. Your past experiences do not define you. Your response to them does. Creativity is your birthright, so use it to reconnect with yourself. And confidence is not about never failing. It's about trusting yourself to rise again. So with some closing thoughts as we wrap up this episode, if today's episode did resonate with you, I'd love to hear from you and how you use creativity for self-expression. Send me a message or connect with me on social media. And if you're ready to explore Mari work or creative mentoring, I invite you to reach out. I'd love to support you on your journey. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe, share, and I'll see you next time for another conversation on conscious creative living. Until next time, keep creating, keep believing, and as always, stay inspired.